Morning by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from panic at an Indonesian soccer match stands at 125, most of whom were trampled to death after police fired tear gas to dispel riots Saturday, making it one of the deadliest sports events in the world. AP correspondent Zira Shackley reports.
Riots broke out after the game ended on Saturday evening with host Arema FC losing to Persebaya. Disappointed after their team's loss, thousands of supporters of Arema reacted by throwing bottles and other objects at players and soccer officials. Witnesses say fans flooded the stadium pitch in protest. The rioting spread outside the stadium, where at least five police vehicles were toppled and set ablaze amid the chaos. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, including toward the stadium's stands, causing panic among the crowd. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while adding further pressure on the Kremlin. A stinging setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin came after he proclaimed the annexation of four regions covering nearly a fifth of Ukraine on Friday, an area that includes Lyman. Kyiv and the West have condemned the proclamation as an illegal sham. Russian forces captured Lyman from Ukraine in May and had used it as a logistics and transport hub for its operation in the north of the Donetsk region. Losing it is Russia's largest battlefield loss since Ukraine's lightning counteroffensive in the northeastern Kharkiv region last month. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's self-declared military leader, Captain Ibrahim